Hi guys, how are you? I'm Monica, energizing you to be fit, healthy, happy, and free during the holidays as well as always, because I want you to feel great from the inside out all the time, especially when we're celebrating with our family, with our relatives, with our friends, with whomever we choose to celebrate. Hopefully it's with people that you love. And if you're like me, you love everybody, but of course, you also want to pick the friends that you hang out with the most, because they're going to define you and define your motivation, your inspiration, basically your progress, advancement, and I would say fulfillment in life. Because yes, we are the sum of the people that we surround ourselves with, as well as we are the sum of all the habits that we have. And I'm here to inspire you, to empower you, to let go of the habits that no longer serve you. And that's what Reinvent Yourself 2020 is all about. Yes, I am a little bit too excited, but you know what? I'm going to leave it just as it is, because that is going to be part of my tagline that I am creating, because my branding is my personality. I am who I am, and I just want to be more of myself. And I don't want to be copying anybody. I can give you some references here and there, but for the most part, I just want for you to know that I'm here to elevate your energy, your standards, your excellence. Somehow I want to be a part of your progress, as well as for you to know that I am a work in progress all the time. I'm a perpetual student, like I said in my last podcast, and that is so true. And I'm also a perpetual teacher, because I love to teach what I learn, even every single day, as much as I possibly can. In fact, I feel like making some videos, and I just got ready in green and red, and I'm like, oh, I want this to inspire people. And again, I use the word inspiration, because it's what comes to my mind, you know. I can't make you do something, but I can possibly inspire you and give you the tools and the resources so that you can actually leave those old habits in 2019, in this case, and acquire new habits of exercise, nutrition, attitude, and sleep and rest, and all that you know is conducive to a great, fit, and healthy life, okay? So, yeah, I'm a little bit too excited, I know. But I do want to tell you that I am so thrilled, and I'm just enthusiastic, you know, most of the time I am. And like I say, you know, sometimes it's because of certain interactions with people, environments, that we let ourselves be brought down in our energy levels, but we can't, okay? So that's going to be my number one tip. I'm going to give you many tips in this audio, in this podcast. I have so many scripts written down all through the ages. I've had scripts for TV, for radio, and I could give you very specific guidelines for you to have a great Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, and just in general, what to do during the holidays to stay healthy, okay? I think you know that by heart, because we read that in the magazines all the time, whether now they're online, but it's basically the same thing. It's like the posts are so similar one to each other. And I'm just gonna tell you, okay, what I think seriously is that number one, you have to really be careful with who you're gonna celebrate with and how you can make those interactions more positive, more constructive, more conducive to your own health, because toxic relationships do ruin your health, and that is documented. So it's more scientific than you may think. Yes, we are mind, body, emotions, and spirit. You can't separate them. It's like if you feel mentally ill, you can't be physically fit. I mean, could that happen? That's a good question. But for the most part, what I'm talking about is, yeah, some people are mentally ill and they look physically fit. But I really don't think that inside they're so healthy, because it's almost impossible. I think, for instance, if you have a healthy gut, and I linked that episode in my last episode, so you can check that out and get the gist of it and know how many trillions of bacteria, the good bacteria, yes. Yeah, we want that in our guts. Anyway, so this is just like my intro, but now I'm going to be more organized and orderly in my next segment. But yes, I want you to consider who you're meeting, why you're meeting with those people, and if you actually have to do it and you have to attend certain gatherings, and if they're actually good for you or not. And yes, sometimes we do compromise, but for the most part, you've got to take charge and ownership of your own life, your own emotions, and your own relationships, because they do define you. That's what I really think from the heart. So, you know, I feel lucky because I am looking forward to the gatherings that we're going to have this weekend, maybe next weekend, and yes, and many other weekends, and some weekdays as well. And, you know, I really want to be mindful of who I'm relating with and how I feel with that person. So I would say, hey, listen to your body. That's super important. And the way that I like to work with the person, the student, whoever is with me, one-on-one or in group coaching, is that, you know, I like to give them guidelines for them to follow or for you to follow that have all to do with how you feel with the new habits that you're acquiring and the habits that you are leaving in the past, okay? So I'm just going to give you one example about this. For instance, I go into a group and I'm an empath, so I tend to feel the energy of everyone and I read body language quite well. I'm always learning because sometimes we can be deceived by certain people who know how to manipulate very well, even with their body language. For the most part, hips don't lie, right, Shakira? So, yes, I feel my body within that setting, and I decide, is this good for me? Is this person good for me? Is this group good for me? Is this environment good for me? Yes or no? And if it's not good for me, I look for ways to exit as soon as possible. And that's it. And if it feels good to limit the interactions with certain people, I will too. You know, I'm encouraging people to be in the best conversation, best communication with the people that you love, okay? Because that's what I'm practicing myself. I mean, it's like, I may not get along so well with these and these people, but, you know, I want them in my life and they want to be in my life. So it's like, okay, yet we have to have healthy boundaries, okay? So I would say for me, right now, at least in 2019, it's like the topic and the recommendation number one that I'm going to give you, look for ways, and there's plenty of information on the internet. And right now, as your fit life coach, I recommend that you filter out who you want to keep for the next year. And that's also something you could write down on your journal. It's like, okay, who are the best people for me? Who are the people who actually support, celebrate, and if not understand, at least accept me the way I am? And in my case, it's like very few people understand that I may be content and satisfied and fulfilled right now, but I'm going places. It's like, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Like, I want to really, really impact millions of people around the world because I believe that is something that I need to do to feel good with myself, of course, because, you know, like I say, sometimes we're selfish in order to be selfless, but nothing makes me happier than to give valuable information, insights, and seriously, like, these energy bites is like, you know, if I can make you smile right now, sometimes I'll make you laugh. I have some quirks, and you might say, oh, Monica's so crazy saying those things. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about combining science, common sense, and you definitely listening to what you want to listen to. And if you're here for a reason, because there's always a reason, maybe you'll just take out the best of what you're listening to and leave out the rest. That's what I really recommend. And that's what I do. I think it's the smartest thing in the world. And if you feel like our interaction is positive, then by all means, stay on this podcast. But if you're listening to people, whether on a podcast, on a video, online, on social media, in the real world, let's say, like live person, in person, yeah, or in a person conference. I mean, there's so many ways to meet lately, you know, in virtual reality, whatever it is, and you're not feeling so good, then it's time to switch gears somehow, okay? I'm just telling you that. I can't give you all the solutions right now. Though in the program that I'm creating for you, I want to line up all the resources and tools and, yes, how to be resourceful in the sense to use your own inner compass. I believe that our body has the answers for us, and mostly when it comes to exercise, movement, and nutrition, which is what we're going to talk about in the next segment of how to not survive Christmas, but actually thrive during Christmas, and don't let the stress affect you. How do we do that? Well, in the next segment, we're going to talk precisely about stress management. And yes, it has to do with relationships as well. Yet, if we want to finish this part about relationships, you know, healthy boundaries really, really, really works. But it's not just a matter of deciding which healthy boundaries you want to keep. You got to reinforce them, remind the person or the group how your boundaries are, and you're going to feel so good, so empowered, so ready to take on the world and your dreams that you're going to be like, woo, highly energized like I am. And of course, it's so much more that I'm going to talk to you about, but I want you to have really, really enjoyable Christmas, not just because you bought a bunch of stuff, okay? I love shopping myself. Yet it's beyond the stuff. It's beyond what we can get materially. It's about feeling good and even better because we're going to meet people that we love. So as long as we have those boundaries in place, we're going to have a great time. And yeah, let's dance. Woo! How do you know? I'm going to talk about dancing. Yes, in the next segment. So I'll be right back, you guys. And no matter what, have a Merry Christmas. Have happy holidays. And have fun, 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 fun. I'll be right back. Mwah. Kisses and hugs. I'll be right back. More in this episode. Monica Stanzio, Vegan Fit. Okay, so let's jump right into nutrition. Wow, this is one of the biggest challenges of anybody going into any kind of gathering, whether it's a huge party, a company party, a personal party, whether there's 3 people or 30, it doesn't matter how many, if there's kids, if there's old people, younger, whatever age or ageless, the point is that there's always going to be food, right? And if you're lucky enough to have food, okay, which is something that I don't take for granted, but most of us have a huge abundance of food when it comes to holidays and Christmas, and we do everything possible to have tons of variety. So let me give you some tips so that you understand. Number one, when there's a buffet, there's such variety that it usually makes us fatter than if there were less things or foods to choose from, okay? So take that into consideration. When there's a buffet, there's usually, buffet? Well, anyway, there's tons of food available at the party, and it's fun to just pick here and there, and you eat lots of food, and then you basically can get fat if you have many of these reunions here and there. You know, I've gone through office parties, I've gone through personal parties, I've gone through formal ones, informal ones, and I can tell you there's always food. And yes, it's not like you're gonna get fat from going to one party and overindulging, but do consider how many parties you're gonna attend to. And just like I said, when it comes to people, be selective, okay? You have a choice of which parties to attend and which ones not to attend. But one of the things that works the best for me and for anyone really, and for most of my students when they've tried it, is just to eat something before even going to the party so that you're not tempted to taste everything. And wait, you may taste every food that you consider interesting, but not just to gobble it all up and kind of swallow one thing after the other, which is what I see a lot also. That doesn't even give you enjoyment. So let's be like the French. Let's actually taste whatever we're eating, and especially if you serve yourself small quantities, little quantities. You know, it's been proven that, unfortunately, this is something that we have to change in our world, and it's in Everything is Figureoutable book by Marie Forleo. She's one of my mentors, and she says it in one of the chapters that most of the food that we throw away, I mean, that way covers the malnutrition and the malnourishment and basically the lack of food in other parts of the world. So imagine if we stopped wasting food, okay? That's really important. That's an awareness thing that I am really getting into understanding and, of course, sharing it with you. Like I said, you know, since I love learning, I love teaching, and you know, just to know that there's statistics about that, and I'll give you the link so that you can also do your own research. But the point is, hey, don't eat too much, don't waste it, eat little by little, in any case, you know, one bite at a time. If you don't like it, give it to somebody else, but don't throw it away. And hopefully whatever's left, all the leftovers will be shared with somebody after the party, okay? And I recommend that we give as much as possible, okay? Number two, let's be super generous. So actually this is number three, because first it's pick your party. Don't go to all of them. You don't have to attend every single one, do you? And if you do, okay, number two, pick what you're gonna eat, okay? And be moderate about it, be conscious, and of course, enjoy whatever you're gonna eat. I would say go for plant-based, yes, all the vegan stuff. There's always nice veggies and fruits and salads, so you just ask, if you're conscious like me and you wanna stay fit during the holidays, then do ask what they're made of so that you know that you're eating something really healthy. Sometimes I'll go for the coleslaw. There's usually lots of, you know, cabbage and carrot salads all over the place. Well, if they have mayonnaise, I just won't eat it. Or I'll ask the chef or whoever's serving, hey, do you have any without any dressing? So I'll just have that. Okay, these are many tips in one, okay? Because number three is don't waste the food. Number four is take care of your own posture so that when you're eating, you're not, ignoring your gut. So have the good posture so that you know that you're gonna digest fully. That's really important. And actually enjoy the food with great company. If you drink wine, go ahead. There's about 100 calories per glass. And I'm not gonna tell you how much to drink, because I believe there's lots of addictions, including alcohol, and they're not really good for our society and our world in general. But if you enjoy whatever alcohol, do it. I would say, again, in moderation. I'm not gonna drink very much alcohol, if at all. I decided that, because that's one of the habits that I just want to leave in the past. It doesn't mean that I'm never going to drink. Well, that's just my personal choice. So if you do drink, consider that most alcoholic drinks are very high in calories. So I'm not going to tell you, okay, don't drink champagne because it has 120 calories per glass, or, you know, and you can just look that up on Google. I used to know all that by heart. And yes, do give the priority to the alcohol that you're gonna drink, in any case, with your family, with your friends, with great people, and not just to, like I said, don't gobble up your food, okay, don't just drink. And drinking calories is the fastest way to get fat and to get sick, I would say. So just like I say, you know, enjoy your food, chew it. It's like, yummy. Taste it in your mouth. Use your tongue. Seriously, it's like, okay, this is a moment to actually savor your food. And the good moment that you're having right now. Same thing with a drink. It's like, okay, this drink tastes so good. This wine is so delicious. That's how I love to drink wine. Yeah, and you're gonna enjoy it so much more, and you're gonna get happy. And yes, of course, I wouldn't say avoid desserts, but when it comes to sweets, you know, most of them are made with lots of fat, lots of sugar, and sometimes just not good stuff, because the flour is usually refined. So I would say, hey, look for something that's more of a fruit kind of dessert. If you have fresh fruits, even better, hopefully. But yeah, but if you want to indulge, what can I say? I don't know exactly what you're going to eat, but there's always little tricks here and there to make your enjoyment more. So it's not about the quantity, it's about the quality of food that you pick. Just like with the relationship, same thing here. It's like you go for the gold, you know? I'm thinking about going, I'm looking at something here that has to do with my competition years. It's like, you know, you don't just do something to do something. You don't just eat and drink for the heck of it. No, you want quality. Quality, yes. I emphasize that word, and I emphasize excellence. So if I see 10 things on the table, I'm gonna pick the best of the best. For instance, I will definitely avoid everything that's not vegan, okay? I'll go for the peanuts, I'll go for the almonds, I'll go for the walnuts, okay? And there's usually nuts, no matter where you live, they're very traditional. Chestnuts are amazing, and they're fat-free. Wow, chestnuts are so good. I would go for the raisins, for the prunes, for all the dry fruits like that. I love pistachios. Do you? They're yummy, yummy, yummy. Yeah, let's think outside the box. In any case, like I'm picturing instead of teas, that's like old way to eat. The new way to eat is in any case vegan teas, lots of yummy nuts and seeds. I don't know what seeds are usually served at Christmas, but I'm thinking lots of walnuts and all these, let's see, which of the nuts are more popular in your country? Tell me about it. You can leave me a voice message, you guys. You have that possibility here, and that way we get to know each other. I know that most of my audience is from the US, Mexico, and some Spain and France. Those are the four top countries, especially the US. So I don't know, because every state is different. And I know that Christmas is a time to get fat, but it doesn't have to be that way anymore. You see, we can change paradigms. We can leave those mindsets in the past and create a new mindset in which I'm gonna have so much fun this new holiday that's coming up. I'm gonna have a great 31st, you know, receiving the new year. I've already planned it out, how I want it, who I want to be with, what I want, and you know, really cherishing and appreciating what I have right now. And that goes for food as well. So yeah, go for the nuts, go for the wine. Wine is actually good for you and it's vegan. Just don't go overboard. Women, no more than one glass. Men, no more than two, okay? And when it comes to drinks like gin, vodka, rum, those, well, it's about an ounce and a half per person. That would be the recommendation of the Berkeley Wellness Letter. And yes, I could give you some more references, but basically when it comes to food and alcoholic drinks, okay, it's just, you know, enjoy them to the max. And next up is what you're going to do physically so that nothing gets you fat, even if you go a little bit overboard on that fruitcake. But yeah, hopefully you'll just eat more of what I'm telling you and really try to avoid anything that's been killed, because that's not good stuff for you. What's good is what's actually living, okay? Not something that has been killed. And obviously you cannot compare plants. You can ask permission to a plant to cut it. Hey, kale. Hey, spinach. I'm going to cut you. But they can never, ever, ever be compared to an animal that feels just like your dog or cat. And I had to throw that in there because, you know, whatever you decide to do, I get it. You are going to a new year and you may just want to be like the worst of the worst and enjoy and indulge all the way. But I would say, hey, try some of the good habits, even in December, why not? We have more than 15 days to make our habits really good and work for us. And if you want to feel good, just pick out the foods and drinks that make you feel good, not the ones that make you like zone out and be a zombie and just not feel anything. You've got to feel what you've got to feel. And sometimes we'll get triggered. Sometimes we'll feel pain. Sometimes we'll feel, you know, the loss of somebody. I miss my dad all the time, you know, and I could get really emotional about that. Like, I miss my dogs that passed, like Ruby, the closest one lately, etc. And I can go and cry. Yet, you know, beyond the crying and the pain that we may feel because we have our struggles, don't we? We have our challenges. You know, there's things that didn't go right this year. But let's be super grateful and let's enjoy everything that we have when it comes to foods and salads. And yes, you can always substitute. And if you really want to avoid those desserts, you can have some yummy coffee with some sweetener that's really good for you, and or just plain coffee. And that's just one of the ideas. And so many more coming up for you in future episodes. And in the next segment, we're going to talk about exercise and movement during the holidays. Yes. Dance it off. Woo! All right. Oh, Rika is my doggy. Hello, baby. She's looking at me like, Mom, you're too excited. Yes, I am, because I love you. Mwah. Okay, I'll be right back, you guys. Time to dance. Yes, Just like you're going to select your treats, select your food, you're going to select your drinks. You got to hydrate yourself. You know that alcohol is like caffeine. We definitely dehydrate when we drink those. So more water, more herb teas that are great if you don't like water. Lemon water makes a huge difference. And guess what? Just dancing to your favorite music. What is your favorite music? Mine is like dance and pop, and you know, I like Dua Lipa. Her songs are just super amazing, and I like Taylor Swift, and I like, what's his name? I like many, but like, you know, my favorite ones lately are with Justin Timberlake, and it's like they get me dancing so easily. I'm like, how could you not dance with that music, you know? And most people do like those music, those songs, and okay, so have your favorite list of songs, a playlist on whatever you use. I'm thinking iPod, iPad, laptop, iPhone, whatever phone. I like Android phones, by the way. I think even better than iPhones in general. I'm thinking of getting a new one maybe next year. Anyways, the point is that whatever gadget, whatever you use, you can usually have music in the palm of your hand. And you can even turn up the music when you shower. Yeah, you have to have like anti-skid. I have to buy some of those strips so that I don't ever slip, or anybody else for that matter. But the point is that, yeah, it's like you have a chance to dance anywhere and sing along, maybe in your shower. That's typical. So if it's Christmas time, you're gonna have an opportunity to dance. There's usually a place to dance, music to dance at whatever gathering, whether small or big. So use that. You could burn 5 or 10 calories per minute. So even if you're there 10 minutes, who knows? You might burn those 100 calories from the wine that you drank. And so, you know, you compensate. And if you're like me, I was such a fanatic. I think I was an exercise addict, and I wasn't really bulimic in that sense, but I was like, oh my God, I ate 120 calories. I ate 180. I've got to burn 180 exactly. Okay, let me go jump. And yes, you can hike, you can swim, you can run, you can bike, you can golf, you can, I'm thinking wall climbing, rock climbing, whatever it is that you love, you can do that. And if you have family gatherings, that may be the greatest opportunity to go out and play ball, play football, play soccer, play frisbee even. That reminds me of my dad as well, because we would go to Tilden Park in Berkeley. Yeah, oh, I miss that too. We would go play frisbee. I wasn't the best at it, but I just enjoyed that opportunity to be with my dad, with my brothers, with my sister, with my mom. It's like, whoa, what a family gathering. And we did that for holidays. We did that a lot. And so many other opportunities, like to be next to the beach at marinas. We would go sailing. So that's pretty active, to say the least. And I could go on and on about my stories and histories, but it's all about you. What are you going to do? What are you going to do with other people that you enjoy? You know, this might be the greatest opportunity to do something physical for yourself and with others, and it brings our joy up. You know, it elevates our energy. It makes you come alive, and that's the idea. So no matter who you are, whether you're kind of sedentary and you stay sitting all the time, guess what? These are the holidays in which you can get up and dance, and you can tell people, hey, let's go all dance, or hey, I'm a little bit shy, but somebody start dancing and I'll start with you guys, or I'll just play along with you. And I'm just thinking of many ideas for you to motivate yourself. That means push yourself, move yourself to action, because in whatever field of practice you are, whatever you do, whether it's artistic or scientific or it's with numbers all day, and whatever personality you have, I think we all need movement. I believe that to the core, and I actually know it also, and it's scientifically proven that no matter how smart you are, the smartest thing to do in the world is to actually have physical movement. So yes, the best fuel, I talked about excellence and high quality, same thing with our movement. It's not just to do it crazily. Well, maybe that's the way it sounded. But of course, we also have to learn how to move in such a way that we can keep moving for the rest of our lives. So let's be mindful. If we're going to do some crazy move, it's like, okay, let me show off now. And I'm going to do a Madonna move. I'm just going to go all the way down, like, you know, this is one of the ones I learned from her. And I would go like, okay, all the way, like squat, deep down and dirty squat, and then get up. Poo, and two, I'm doing it now. And three, and four, and five, and I got to check my, woo, six, and seven, and eight, and nine, and 10. Okay, that gets me a little bit tired. I mean, I went all the way down into a deep squat, and that's part of the dance. So yeah, we listen to music, we enjoy ourselves, we have good vibes, we play music for different tastes and people, and you know, for the most part, we are going to enjoy ourselves. And at least 20% of your time must be spent in that zone in which you're getting healthier, okay? You know, I like Pareto's law for everything. It's like 80% of your results come from 20% of the activities that you do. Sometimes we think, oh my God, I work so hard. And when you really, really measure it, it's like, okay, I turned off the computer. Why? Because I know that I was super effective. I turned it off when I was not gonna be so concentrated and focused. So what I mean is, you guys, there's always time, okay? So make time. We make time for the important things in our lives. And there's nothing more important than making the time for you to get active and you to possibly hire a trainer that knows about technique, that knows about quality of movement, the posture that you have right now. And I think I want to do another set of the dancing. That was really fun to go all the way down. As I tell you, a few more tips for you to enjoy your holidays. Have a great time. Be mindful of what you eat, of what you drink, of who you're with, of how your body feels. And maybe you can try some peppermint drops. Okay, I'm not prescribing anything, even though I could, but I'm just suggesting, okay? I'm gonna have to have some kind of liability thingy. No, how do you say that? How do you call it? It's like, oh my goodness, non, what? Okay, I think I owe you that word. It's like, okay, I'm not responsible for you applying any of this that I'm telling you. I'm not telling you to go all the way down and jump down into a squat because you might get injured, okay? I'm just here to share with you what I know works and what I know works for me, for my students, and for whoever wants to improve their life, actually to elevate the quality of their movement, the quality of their foods, the quality of their drinks, the quality of their relationships, the quality of your thoughts. And yes, we've got to stay really, really positive. And be really persistent in that. That's super important. I mean, be perseverant in what we really, really want. So since I want to be super healthy forever, then I'm practicing this. But there's a way to say it, and I know it's going to come up. Maybe after these jumps that I'm going to do to celebrate with you, for you to have great holidays. Woo! Okay, so inhale and up. You see, I'm engaging my core. And so I'm practicing for the party and with no heels. That's the thing, that the heels are not really good for us women, you know? I love high heels, but they're not really good for dancing. They're not really good for walking, for that matter. But yeah, once in a while we can wear them. Just be really careful. I don't like that word very much, but like mindful, it's like have such great posture that you won't get injured, okay? That's an idea. Let me do eight more. Eight, seven, six, five, four more. Dance it. Three, two, one. Oh my God, gosh, I can feel it. The pain, you know, the good kind of pain. That lactic acid right there. Ooh, accumulating. Hey, baby. Okay. I'm coming. Okay, if you have kids, have fun with them. Enjoy activities with them. Buy them presents, all they want. If they have Santa Claus coming, well, make that a great experience for the kids. If you have pets, if you have dogs like I do, then have a great time. Rudolph Valentino sends greetings. Yeah, his name is Valentin originally, but now we name him Rudolph, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Rudolph Valentino sends greetings. Happy holidays. Okay, I know there's a lot more things that I'm going to keep sharing with you guys, but this is it for now. I got to go. And walk your dogs. That's a really great one. In fact, I think I'm going to walk mine in a few minutes. So yeah, enjoy. Joy, joy, joy. It's a time of joy. It's not a time to spend too much. It's not a time to waste our bodies, and it's not a time to waste food. It is a time to be generous as much as we can. So give whatever you have, whatever you can give from your overabundance in food, in clothing, in toys for the kids. And yes, give money. Okay, it's always going to come back to you. Always going to come back to you. Seriously, the more you give, the better you feel. So it's even a selfish act to be selfless and to be generous. Generosity is underrated, I think. I think we have to be all more generous. And if I'm more generous and you're more generous, and then you pay it forward and other people are more generous, we could really, really change the world. Okay, one person at a time. Now, let me finish by saying, I know I have so many more tips to share with you, and that's why I think this podcast is forever. I may change the name, the brand, but it's always going to be me, my soul, talking to you from the heart for you to have a great time with the people you love. And yes, even if you're like me and you love everybody, that's fantastic, but you can't be with everybody. You've got to be with the people who actually understand and let you be who you are to the core. And yes, talk about core. Work your core. We're going to be exercising more, and I look forward to making this video for you. So whether you're in my community, you can see other videos and or some of the public ones that are like the tip of the iceberg that I'm creating for you. And it's really fun, right, Rica? So Rica and Rudolph Valentino say bye for now. Just remember, eat and drink mostly plant-based towards vegan. Yes, lots of nuts, chestnuts, walnuts, amazing, yum. Okay, move around more, get physical, dance, yeah, woo! Yeah, and absolutely stay positive. Focus on what's working, focus on what you want, focus on who you are, focus on who you can help, focus on what you can do about others, and you're gonna feel amazing. And you taking care of yourself and you being at your best makes all the difference in the world. From the heart, thank you so much. Love and light. Thank you in advance for supporting my podcast. You know what to do? Check out the link to support it and or the 5 stars. I would really love it if you did. And thank you. Take care. Cheers. Holiday cheers. You know what I love? That I can always edit my podcasts and I can add more information, more inspiration, more motivation. Yes, more tips in order for you to have a great Christmas. Happy holidays to you. Seriously, I just wanted to add the ones about relaxation, about what to do in order not to feel stressed during the holidays. I mean, first of all, be aware of what you have. I think you have no reason to be worried about anything, even though we all have our struggles, we all have our challenges, and yes, we all have some things that don't go our way. That happens to all of us, and I'm not going to minimize what you're feeling because I get it. I mean, we all go through things that are going to make us wiser, better, stronger, just to grow as human beings, and that is quite profound. But the point is, guys, let's realize how lucky we are. I mean, today I had some frustrating things going on, but just the fact that I have everything that I really need to succeed. I have food, I have water, I have electricity, I have connections, I have enthusiasm, I have health, and I could go on and on about the gratitude list. That, you know, it's like, yes, Monica, but don't focus on that. So let's put our focus on what we do have, and that's going to relax us. It brings me to this state of tranquility, of peace. And yes, sometimes I'll vent about something that didn't go well. And fortunately, I have people who love me and who'll listen to me even when I even tell them, hey, let's just talk about this for about, I don't know, 5-10 minutes. I don't want to go over it too much, but just listen to this. Does this make sense to you? And that's really good because that's number two. Have connections that really support you so that in case of being a little bit stressed about something that's happening, maybe a fight with your family, maybe a conflictive situation, maybe you had some kind of argument, hopefully not, you know, I love harmony, but yeah, sometimes things happen, or maybe some misunderstanding, or you realize that people were not sincere to you, and that some people just lied and were hypocritical. Yes, hypocrisy is everywhere, and that's one of the things that I realized today. It's like, oh my gosh, seriously? Yeah, precisely. That person who you thought was this is not that, or it's not this, it's something else. And so, yeah, we all have our moments of frustration, of, how would you say, deception, like when we really get disappointed with people or in people in any ways possible. I mean, things happen, you know, in every single person's life. It's possible to get derailed, to get frustrated, like I said, I mean, to get disappointed. Yeah, so anyways, let's talk about being grateful. So yeah, gratitude does everything. And to have people that understand you, that's really important, especially us women. And if you're a man, well, play some sports. And or sometimes you'll be drinking with your friends, but hopefully don't go to alcohol in order to drown your problems, fears, and insecurities. Yeah, I think that it's really important to empower ourselves to feel good. And that has to come from the ground up. And sometimes it's from pain. It's like we feel the pain and we go through it. And I feel so much better right now after doing some of the things that I just told you about. Yet, I believe that meditation, contemplation, having pets, having love in your life in every single way. I feel love in nature and just being in nature. And most of the things that I recommend to you all the time is because I have experienced them and because I know they're really good for you. And so, yeah, this podcast is from the heart. So you already know what to do. You could go find more information on anything. And I'm going to be doing more podcasts on the following: stress relieving techniques, including meditation, progressive relaxation, which is one that I've taught for years after the yoga class. It's like, wow. I mean, we get into the state of bliss, of total calm. And it just feels so good. I'm also learning the EFT technique of tapping. So that has helped me a lot. And today I got a B12 injection. So that was cool. So yeah, sometimes I get B12 shots because I didn't have the tablets. So yeah, if you're vegan or going vegan, I recommend you get your B12. And even if you're not vegan, because it seems like most of us are deficient of vitamin B12 because we're not getting food directly from the soil for the most part. So yeah, that's the bacteria doing their work. And yeah, it all goes down to our gut. And my gut feeling is that you already know how to relax, and you already know that you're wonderful and fabulous and amazing and capable, and you have the power in your hands, in your head, in your body. It's like you already know that you can do this, and this goes for anything. I mean, I'm gonna be as excited, if not more, for the 2020 year reinvention. Yes, and right now it's practically midnight, 12:12. That's December 12th of 2019. It seems like it's going to be quite magical and healing. I don't know too much about astrology, but it seems like Chiron, is that how you say it? Or Chiron is C-H-I-R-O-N, is all about healing energy in your body, mind, emotions, and spirit. And well, I just think that we have an amazing opportunity to heal ourselves if we are committed enough and seriously disciplined to just sit and rest our mind. And oh, it just feels so good. I get into it and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, Monica, you're still on the podcast. Oh yeah. But it's like getting into your vortex, you know, if you know anything about the law of attraction. And then, okay, once you're in that space, you can just be in the clouds all the time, as they say, head in the clouds. Yeah, so so many ways to relax, but I would summarize it in, you know, connectedness or connections with people, beautiful people who love you and whom you love and who are there for you at certain moments, you know, because even though I talk a lot about healthy boundaries, there's friendships for a reason, friendships for a season, you know, friendships for different activities. You know, some friends are good for this and not good for something else. And yeah, find the friends that are good for you in order for you to have like a support system. That's really important. But also have friendships maybe to cultivate other interests or other big goals and dreams that you have. So it all depends. And definitely find a way to exercise, move, and also to just stay still in the moment, in the present moment that we are in. And yes, I want to wish you happy holidays. And yes, stress release is so important. For me, breathing is the best. Okay, out of everything that I've named, it's like deep breathing, the exercises that I've given you before, and we'll add more to them, but basically pranayama practice every single day. I'm gonna do some after this podcast, and yeah, it's in you to be successful, in you to be happy and joyful. And even though it may be stressful because you have to buy presents for this person, then go to that reunion or party. I mean, geez, how blessed are we? What, that's not a problem. It's like, my goodness, we're so lucky we are able to buy those presents and buy that food, etc. So when you have that perspective, you can't just get, hopefully, I mean, and when we do feel ourselves getting into that space of distress, which is the bad stress, we can easily get out by realizing that that's not a very healthy space. And that the person that we hurt the most when we are like that, even though it seems like we're being so good because we're doing this charity work or generosity work, which is fabulous, but you know, if we get too stressed about it, then we're doing anybody any good? No, we're not. And mostly we're hurting ourselves. So it all comes back to you being good and kind to yourself. Okay? Promise me that. All right, let's have a great Christmas, loving everybody, being really kind to everybody, no matter what, with healthy boundaries, and you seriously taking care of yourself, because you being at your best makes all the difference in the world. Mwah. Kisses and hugs again. Okay, I'm going to include this in this podcast, and or I could just have it as a separate, like a bonus. That could be too. Okay, so yeah, in that case, let me add, eat and drink mostly plant-based towards vegan, move around more, get physical. Yay! Cheers! Okay. Thank you so much for your support. Okay, you see, I give thanks before you've done it, because I believe that we can bring things into manifestation, into existence, into their coming into our lives when we actually believe, dream, envision, and also do what needs to be done in order to attract all that. Okay, so what's your present? Oh, I guess that's for my next podcast. What presents do you want to give yourself? I'm giving myself some beautiful clothing that I bought, and some is already being shipped, so I'm excited to try those clothes on for my videos. And yes, that includes my public videos, my videos of my program. So it's really, really great. And yes, some fun clothing too for my life, for maybe for the party. Yeah, but for the most part, it's for my work because it makes me happy. And so how lucky can I get? How much luckier can I get? It's like, wow, thank you, God, the universe, my angels, for allowing me to be who I am at the best of my ability and also to do what I love. So yeah, I'm just grateful. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening, for sharing, for subscribing. And I send you my highest energy for your highest good, and do the highest good for yourself so you can be of your highest good.